Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Indeed.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes.
We've done it once again, and you've done it. What did you do? Well, you played an episode of this podcast, which, of course, is Off Book,
the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
I did forget the name of it very briefly.
Well, that's
I was
okay.
Like, this podcast, music time with singing friends.
Oh, that should have been it.
I know, we did mess up. Anyway, that one's Jess McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno.
We got King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, Scott Passarella on the keys.
We got producer Dana Wicks on the sticks. We got engineer Brett Choo Choo makes the trains go.
Choo Choo trains for you, the
That's
engineer.
Right.
I don't know. We're working on
Brett. We're workshopping Brett.
We wanted to be right.
Choo Choo for you. I Choo Choose you. That's from
I Choo Choo Choose you. It's also Pokemon.
Really?
Not the train part, but
oh,
I
yeah.
Choose you is a...
Specifically, I Choo Choo Choose you is direct Simpsons quote.
Oh, man. Simpsons has a lawsuit pending against... or has a lawsuit that they could do against... Pokemon. Let's move on from this thought in my head real quick.
Yeah, because it felt like you didn't even want it.
I didn't. It was there. I don't need it.
I felt like you were really trying to, you were Marie Kondoing that. You were like, get it out of here. It does not spark joy.
It did
joy.
Not spark joy. I needed to thank it for its service and release it from, yeah. from my brain.
We're so excited to have this guest joining us. She's hilarious. You know her from SNL, and I hope you see her perform live because it's a gosh dang treat.
Gosh, do it. What are you waiting for? Please welcome to the pod, Sasheer Zamena.
Oh, boy.
Here I am.
Have you watched that show?
The Simpsons?
Yes.
Wait. You mentioned like 6 shows.
You're right.
Oh, the Marie Kondo show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched part of an episode and then I stopped.
It didn't
yeah.
spark joy. You had to thank it for its service and
I
let
did,
it go.
Yeah. She's cute as a button.
Boy, isn't she?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I guess I don't know. Maybe I'll get into it.
Are you a tidy person?
Yeah, I'm pretty tidy.
So you don't need this show.
Well.
You've got it.
No, there are good tips there. I don't know. There's just so many shows.
There's so many shows.
I think my wife read the book.
Ooh.
That's the connection I have to it.
I feel like my relationship with the, what is it? What, the business of tidying up? Is that the book? Or
the life-changing magic of tidying up.
The life-changing magic of tidying up. My relationship with that is like my relationship to the book about love languages, which I've never read them, but feel like an authority on them.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Because I feel like I know the thing.
It's in the world. People have been talking about it. It's like, I've got it. My love language is like pasta, probably. I understand it, right?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
But something that she did on the show that I did like is that when I do a purge of my clothes and shoes, which I do and always have done like once or twice a year anyway, just because that was like drilled into me growing up.
Mm-hmm.
But I always do it segment by segment. And she's like, put all your dang clothes on the bed. Because sometimes maybe I'm going easier on dresses than I am on shoes or whatever. You know what I mean? I'm not looking at the totality of my
yeah,
clothing.
That makes sense. You're very stylish.
Yes.
Thank you so
so
much.
Like, what is your thought process when you're doing... Like, what is the genesis of looks for you?
Whoa.
the genesis of looks.
And I'll give you a second to think about it if you need it. For me, it's very much a like, I will pick one thing. Like, I want to wear this today. And then I build everything else around that.
Oh, I see.
Because I don't, that's the only way I can do it.
I see.
And I will like frequently feel that I don't have the thing that I would need to actually wear the thing that I want to wear.
Yeah. I think about function. Like, what am I doing today? Mm-hmm. How do I feel? Like today, wearing a jumpsuit because I was like, I want to put one thing on and nothing else.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't believe your fashion is function driven because it's so cool.
Because it's so fashion.
My God, thank you. Like, but, or yeah, like if I'm like, I'm not going on stage today, I'll wear a skirt. Or
sure.
I'm going to something that's like fun, but a little fancy. So here's like a fun dress or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think about what I'm doing or how I feel that day.
Oh my gosh.
How about you?
I think I'm somewhere in between of what you're both saying, actually, which makes for like a less focused getting dressed process. But I think if anything, I'm starting with like, I want to, those shoes haven't had a prance in the world in
a
while.
You're making sure that everyone is.
Just like for me, I really love sneakers. And yeah. So like sometimes I will build the outfit around like those got to get out in the world.
That's good, though.
Yeah.
As opposed to like, I never wear them.
Right.
And then you never do.
Right.
And then you have to thank them for their service and let them go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I also try to like when I don't know if this is something Marie talks about, but is if I buy a lot of stuff, I try to get rid of that same amount.
Yes.
I don't do it all the time. But mentally I try to be like, well, I've just recently got a ton of stuff.
Yeah, I think that's great.
I should probably get rid of a lot too.
Yeah, a stuff quota. You can only have 100 things.
Exactly.
You got to take things away when you have
things. And there's a little counter in my door. It mm-hmm. goes ding when I bring a new thing in.
Yeah. We go now to a beautiful walk-in closet. Is today the day when she wears me is the day that is above all, where she finally decides to wear me a very specific shawl. I was a purchase she made on vacation. She thought, will I even wear this? Let's see.
Could be a perfect fit if you try me on for size. I could be a perfect fit if you'd only realize. Now I may be a raincoat with only specific use. You can't take me out every day. Something you can't do. But if it's raining, and I hope it rains today, maybe I will get a chance to go outside and say I could be
makes her calves look. If you guys are so adorable. But, you know, she's going to put me on those jeans she wears 6 days a week. I don't even get hung up. I just get thrown on the floor and immediately put back on.
I mean, jeans, we get it. You are fashionable and functionable. And she spent a lot of money on you. All your functions are good. You're functionable. You're fashion forward. Also, you like, you look better and better the longer you get worn.
She hates
washing. But you have holes. I've held it in for too long. You have holes and you're out of date. And honestly, I think you should go.
Whoa.
What?
Whoa.
I think you should go. I think there's no room for you in this closet. Like, the times have changed. People aren't wearing holes in their jeans all the time.
What do you mean? Like,
you make her look homeless.
When I had these holes, she was like, this is perfect. These are distressed. And the holes, like, grew and broke in the more she wore me. And she just told me, like, only 7 months ago, she was like, I love how many holes are in these jeans.
Oh, that unfortunately is about the length of a fashion cycle. Yeah.
Are you guys telling me I'm about to...
Jeans.
Go?
Jeans, no. I think heels is feeling a little threatened, right? Because jeans gets worn all the time.
Heels are always in style.
Sure.
No matter what era we're in.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I am sorry. I think I did feel a little threatened, and I wanted to tug at your insecurities.
No, and honestly, now that you say that, like, I hope that it was clear as day that my posturing was straight up insecure bullshit also, like, because...
You got a lot of holes.
And also, no, I mean, I think I know, like, she's timeless. Heels are timeless. These are a perfect piece that obviously woman needs.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, even though she doesn't get worn that often, it's, like, valuable. And raincoat, like, you have a purpose. It's just,
I'll be here forever. I'll get worn. I mean, eventually. In California, I'll get worn maybe, like, once every 3 or 4 years, but I'm never going to get thrown away.
And, I mean, even you, vacation shawl. Me? Yeah, even you, like, remind her of, like, when she was in, like, the Greek islands with her best friend. So, like, you have emotional ties to her, even though she's straight up never going to wear you because, like, she doesn't know how and you look weird.
Now, you.
I know.
Now, you, baseball hat from ex-boyfriend's team.
Yeah.
Your days are numbered, my friend.
I mean, maybe they could still be friends.
I mean, maybe, but I feel like she has forgotten that you are here because if she.
Yeah. You're, like, straight up under, like, several sweatshirts. When she finds you, she's gonna, like, be like, what? Why do I even have this?
But maybe I'll be a fun memory.
A fun memory of Carrie? I don't think so. A fun memory of Gary and how he really likes the Royals.
A fun memory of Gary? Ooh. Oh, I think not. If you remember how that ended, well, it was not hot.
But I can drink with the guys, I can make pies,
okay.
And I'm really good at rolling around in the grass.
Yeah, that's
all true.
And when you wanna find someone for makeup sex, or if you wanna find the big mistake, just put this hat on and go.
A fun memory of Gary.
I don't think it's in her future.
A fun memory of Gary.
Seeing you takes a scar and opens the suture.
I mean, for one thing, she doesn't really like baseball.
That's a good point.
It was just kind of her trying to get into his interest. But when you throw it against the wall, that spaghetti's coming down as soon as another man's in her life.
Love spaghetti.
Yeah, no, we all love spaghetti, but that's not the point.
A fun memory of Gary. That thing will never be. A fun memory of Gary.
But there's still hope for you, you see.
Yeah, you just put me in a dishwasher and wash me off, because that's how you wash hats. So they don't lose their form.
Really?
Yeah, that's the thing I heard.
Yeah. you nice little hat.
Yeah.
Hey, hat, maybe like you and me will get thrown out together and we'll like land at the same like.
Why you guys gotta say thrown out? You could be thrift store for sure. You're both in great condition.
Yeah.
You think so?
Oh, definitely.
And like, there's like some Mr. Macklemore will get us.
Mr. Macklemore. Mr. Macklemore.
That's our only knowledge of what a thrift shop is yeah, like yeah. When she played that song six years ago.
And she played it a lot.
A lot.
Popping tags is apparently a great thing.
Yeah, we could get tags on us and people will pop them off.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, someone definitely still likes the Royals. I don't know a single human being who does, but someone surely is out there. I'm a raincoat. I don't get around. What do I know about sports?
Guys, when I was born on the Greek islands, it was so beautiful.
Okay.
It was so shimmery and shiny on my beautiful Mykonos.
Yeah, Mykonos is you're fancy and from, and we all.
Shh, she's coming!
Oh, wow. Okay, gotta find something for a date. This is so stressful.
Oh my gosh, I don't want to be too dressed up.
Oh, these jeans.
Hell yeah. Oh,
congratulations, jeans. I'm happy for you.
Thanks, guys. You know, I'm starting to realize that I'm kind of like a comet. I'm going to shine bright and fade quickly.
Cool.
Just got to slip these on. Oh my gosh. Oh, the hole ripped. Oh no, this is too big now. I can't wear these holes. Look ridiculous.
Oh no. Oh no. Oh,
God, I'll just jeans, go get together. Something else.
I literally can't. She ripped me.
No, it's okay. In today's fashion climate, someone's gonna put a patch on you for sure.
A patch?
Yeah.
Or maybe someone will make a purse or something out of it.
Oh my gosh, a purse.
Why is that not? I'm offended by the fact that you think it would be beneath you to be a purse?
No.
I'm sorry. Is there something wrong with being a purse?
Oh my gosh, not a purse like you. Oh my gosh, a gift she got from her parents for her birthday. Like, you're fabulous.
A denim purse could be fabulous.
Yeah. No. You guys, like, I appreciate what you're doing. You know, if I get turned into a purse, I will straight up be janky as hell.
Well, you don't know. I mean, I'm gonna look like a cute idea.
I'm gonna look like a cute idea, and people are gonna be like, "I've looked it up, and it's gonna be so cute." And then, like, as soon as she's a 33-year-old woman, she's gonna look like a camp counselor.
Okay, but do things turn out the way that we see them on Pinterest when they do them in real life?
No.
But she's pretty crafty. Woman is pretty crafty.
Yeah, she is, but she's also like, she's got flights of fancy, you know what I mean? She'll like, she'll go too far and she'll like.
No.
I'm not gonna turn out.
You could be a Pinterest success. Yes, you could. Just because it doesn't happen the vast majority of the time doesn't mean you couldn't be good. You could be the Pinterest best. Maybe she's got skills that she's hidden from us when it comes to making purses that would give the internet chills. And maybe it's not a purse.
Okay.
Maybe you're destined for something that isn't a drag. Just because you're not a purse doesn't mean you get cut up into multiple rags. You've got a future, you're solid quality denim. And there's so many things that denim can be. You could be a denim handkerchief.
Like a bust?
Like a bust.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that what a relief is?
Yeah. Oh. Like, Fendi purse, I know you do not get out much because you're like too nice and she's scared that you're going to get wrecked. And you're not totally her style. You're just like so beautiful.
Thank you.
But that's like, that did not make me feel better.
Sure, you could be like a denim salad. Like cut up pieces on a plate.
Oh my gosh, your brain is wild.
Nom, nom, nom. I bet this denim would taste incredible.
You know, I like what you those cupcakes that you put too much dye in. I'll be like homemade fondant. Why were you trying? I'll be like too many things made out of mason jars. This is my end. I won't go far. This is my denim swan song. This is my pockets, there's nothing left.
Oh, are you dying? Jeans, no!
I don't know how to deal with this situation.
I don't either. What do we do?
I feel so bad.
All of you, go on. Go towards the light in the closet. Anytime she turns it on, just try to shine brightly towards the light so she's drawn to you. So you spark joy for her. I sparked joy for her. We had a great run.
Denim.
I'm so cold.
Hey.
I'm so cold.
Tis better to have been worn than to never be worn at all.
You're right.
So many great memories together.
So many memories in spring, summer, winter, and autumn. She wore you year long, like every day. And when she looked at you, she would pronounce, I love you, jeans. She said it every time, and it never made you nervous, because
say thank you for your service and give you away.
Thank you for my service. You're right. It's better to be worn than never at all. This was worth it through winter, spring, summer, and
she died.
I straight up didn't know we could die.
I didn't either. I've never seen
this. This is like my first like vision of mortality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, let's talk about what we saw just to make sure we're on the same page.
Well, her strings came unraveled.
Her strings came unraveled and she traveled into a great and blinding light that may have been a bag going to the thrift store or maybe a trash, but we don't know.
You don't know.
She unraveled into string and got put into a bag.
Yeah. All I know is that she seemed to grow pale and weak, which I didn't know we could.
She coughed a lot. Yeah. She seemed to develop a kind of near-death illness.
She had like a consumption, which I didn't think we were at risk of getting.
And then she got stiff like rigor mortis set in instantly.
Yes. Yeah. But can I say?
Uh-huh.
Like, that's kind of how I'd want to go out. Jeans got wore all the time. Jeans got to see the world. Like, I'm made of plastic. You could bury me in the ground and I will be there when all human life is gone from the planet.
Wow.
Because my half-life is so long and I don't degrade. But what's the point of being around for it if you don't experience life, you know?
Oh my gosh, you're right. It's like, now that I know I can and will die, suddenly everything matters.
Yeah, it's like, if you know you're gonna die, are you gonna live? If you know there's gifts in the world out there, are you gonna be one to give? If you know you're gonna fly, are you gonna fall? But switch that the other way around and it makes more sense to me and us all. If you know that there's a grave waiting, are you gonna see? therapy. Mr. Macklemore could take us.
Wow, it's worth it to try. Goodbye, closet. The only home I've known since Mykonos.
We're going out of this closet. And who knows where they will end up after this? Will they be taken by Mr. Macklemore?
Will they all end up at the same thrift store or somewhere else? Find out when we return to...
What's in Thrift Store? The Musical! An official sequel to What's in Grocery Store. Lisa, the final frontier of sleep. Because Lisa believes that bed is more than just a place to sleep. I did mean to say a bed, but I just said bed, and that's true. Bed is more than just a place to sleep. It's a place for relaxation and rest. And Lisa believes that everybody has the right to rest. And that's why they make two awesome mattresses, plus accessories and bases to give your body the deep rest it needs. They got that all-foam Lisa mattress, which is new and improved, featuring cooling LSA 200 foam for enhanced pressure relief for side sleepers. And their Sapira hybrid mattress is the perfect combination of foam and spring for pressure relief and edge-to-edge support. You know they're on that mission to provide a better night's sleep for everybody. And from day one, Lisa has set out to create a company with heart. Which is why they donate one mattress for every 10 they sell to organizations that work in causes like foster care prevention, which is amazing. To date, they've donated more than 32,000 mattresses through more than 1,000 nonprofits. I sleep on it every night. My neck feels good. My back feels good. I like it. My wife likes it. Cats like it. And my heart likes it because of all the good stuff that Lisa does. So get 15% off your entire order at lisa.com/offbook and use promo code offbook. That's LEESA.com/offbook. Promo code offbook. Welcome back. When we last left, a hat, a shawl, a raincoat, a purse, a pair of heels, maybe a bag, had snuck into a bag destined for a thrift shop. Where will their destinies take them now? Find out in the second half of What's in Thrift Store?
Okay, so like, let me just look in this area. No, there's no little sweaters, and I just really need a sweater. I just really need a sweater.
Margaret, what are you looking for?
Oh, sorry. I just really need a sweater.
Yes, brisk outside today.
I just really need a sweater.
Yeah? Well, you've said that. Are you just cold? Why do you really need a sweater?
Well, I'm kind of in a hurry, and I just really need a sweater.
Margaret's being weird.
Margaret, why are you being weird?
Well, I'm not being weird. It's just like... All of a sudden Dylan came up when I was like browsing through this rack for a sweater because I really need a sweater.
You keep saying that, but you have not elaborated the reason for which you really need a sweater.
What do you mean? What else would I have to say?
Well, you're wearing a big coat. Like, it's not a temperature issue. So I just, like, I'm sure that there is a good reason why you need a sweater. I'm just trying to figure out what it is.
Dylan, I hate you.
Also, you're looking at the t-shirt rack and the sweaters across the room.
Yeah, they're over here, Margaret.
Okay, fine. Gosh, I hate this family so much sometimes. Fine. Huh. Sometimes when it starts to get a little cold, you want to wear something that makes you feel bold. And you don't want to have to gloat about how you have a fancy coat. Instead, you want to cover your body in a big old formless sack. Because you're nervous about puberty. It's not as good as the coat. No, it's not. It's bad, and I get shy in class when I don't take it off because they're like, Margaret, take off your coat. You're indoors. I'm not gonna take it on. I said it before. I'm starting to have a changing body, and it's making me nervous. Shut up, family. I just
You always want to get more and more and more. I give you shirts, I give you coats, I give you thing, and you boast and boast, and you're like, I need a sweater, but
a chambray, but it's not as good as a sweater. And I know that you thought it was the best when you bought me that puffy vest, but I need something better, I need a sweater. What the heck, I said no to the turtleneck. No, no, I could not show my face in this is flannel, but I could no longer wear that flannel. I just really need a sweater. I just really need a sweater. I just really need a sweater.
Fine. Thank you, Mommy.
Wait. Do I get something too then?
Oh my gosh, it's from everybody. What do you want?
You got her a chambray, a puffy vest, a coat, a sweater. I haven't asked you for anything.
All right, Dylan. Well, maybe you should have asked, okay? Like, to fortune favors the bold.
I'm just going to close my eyes and pick a thing, because it's not really something I want, but I do want to have something.
This is a terrible way to shop.
No, it's not.
Will the boy pick me?
Will the boy pick me?
Okay, and now I'm gonna use two fingers. I'm gonna pick two things. These two. This sort of, Okay, well, this is just gonna be kind of imagining a new look for Dylan here. We got this shawl, that's pretty good. And we got this pair of, what are these, 4-inch heels?
Yes.
Yeah, they're pretty tall. These are the two things that I would like. Mom, I want these heels and this shawl.
Oh, okay. This is, I mean, if you want to tell me something, you could.
Dylan, is this like your way of telling us something?
Why, like what?
I don't know. We're just trying to be open to this, to you in this moment. You've never worn anything like this. We're just trying to be like a supportive family.
I think I would look good in these heels and this shawl.
Great. I think you would too.
Is there a word for that I should be using?
No,
that's where I'm at right now.
Okay.
Great. Then that's, you know, take your time.
Okay.
Take your time.
Towards what?
Just looking good in the heels and the shawl. We don't have to talk about it. I'll just get the heels and the shawl.
Bob, you should do it too. Pick two things. Take your fingers and pick two things.
This is going to be more expensive than I thought. Okay. This and this. It's.
Oh, it's me. A raincoat.
A raincoat? I mean, fine. I guess it rains every so often.
Oh,
and
no. I'm going to go back in a closet and never be used again. Oh, well. Well, it's an adventure. I'll go.
Raincoat, it's a shame that yours really is dictated by the weather.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that kid will put me on and wear me for some reason.
Raincoat and a Fendi bag. Whoa, who would get rid of this?
I fell in the bag on accident. I'm not sure I'm supposed to be here. But whatever. If it gets me on someone's arm, there's no cause for alarm.
Wow, it really worked out for us, everybody. Well, but I guess it's time when we say goodbye, Gary's hat.
Oh, no. No one wanted me.
Goodbye, Gary's hat.
Grumble, grumble, grumble. The big game's on tonight, and I don't got a hat to wear it.
Oh, please see me, see me, see me.
Royals? Well, that's not my team, but I'd rather switch teams than be sitting at the bar without a baseball hat. You're coming with me, little guy.
I'll take it.
Take this, my Orioles shirt, and take it off and throw it away. And I'm going to wear this. I'm a Royals man now. Well, now I need to buy a new shirt.
Excuse me, sir. Could you please buy or put your old shirt back on?
Yeah, I'm gonna put my old shirt back on.
Thank you.
I'll be an Orioles fan and a Royals fan. A Royals fan. That's my team.
Goodbye, Gary. It sounds like you're going to a real great home.
I like this guy already.
Yeah, he's really fun and reasonable.
Hey, come on, hat. I wonder what this hat would. This hat seems like it's got a lot of character. Hey, hat, you mind if I talk to you in my mind's eye for a second?
Sure.
The hat would seem to say. You and me are gonna do a lot of good things, hat.
Oh, I got a good feeling about this.
Now I wonder, what kind of man wears an Oriole shirt and a Royals hat?
A cool guy!
Yeah, it's a cool, cool guy. I'm sure about that.
We're gonna have a real good time rooting for other teams.
Yeah. The thrill of the game. Yeah, the thrill of the game. It doesn't matter what the team arose by any name. We like the thrill of the game.
Hot dogs, burgers, and the sun. We don't need a bunch of teams or one. We'll just have all of the fun with my buddy. He's under me.
Yeah, peanuts, beer, and a friend on top. Blocking the sun. Never stop. The feeling of friendship will linger when I wave my foam finger. We have the love of the game.
Love of the game.
The love of the game. Whatever sport they're playing, it doesn't matter. We love the game. Hey, Mr. Hat, how do you feel about getting thrown like a frisbee?
I freaking love being thrown like a frisbee. It's all I've ever wanted.
Catching apples that fall naturally off of a tree.
Oh, it's all I've ever dreamed of.
The love of the game.
The love of the game.
The love of the game. Apples, sports, baseball, frisbee. It's all the same. It's all love.
Love
the game.
What a home run.
Dylan.
Ow.
What?
Ow.
What?
It's just hard to walk in these.
Oh.
Feels like they're real uncomfortable. It's something I just, having never done it, would have never thought, like, how uncomfortable it is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, from my piano recital, Mom told me to wear, like, those one-inch heels.
Which is wild, because you're sitting most of the time. It doesn't matter what you wear.
She just told me it looked best with my dress.
It does.
Yeah, she said it looked best with my dress.
Okay.
I was just saying, like, since we, like, share this closet, I already put away my vest, my coat, my turtleneck, my chambray, and my flannel, and I'm wearing the sweater, obviously.
Okay. I'm going to put the heels in here.
Okay.
But I'm going to wear this shawl, but I'm going to wear it kind of around half my face, like a ninja, like a kind of shawl ninja.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Dylan, take your time.
Take your time, Dylan. No problem.
Just take your time.
Is this something you want? Are you trying to be a ninja now?
I mean, always.
Okay.
I'm a 13-year-old boy. I spend half of my time trying to be a ninja.
All right.
Okay.
Don't you guys?
What? No.
Don't you guys know how cool it is to be a ninja? The warrior of the people, fighting back against the ruling class with weapons traditionally that were farm instruments.
Hey, Mom, you know, since I think fortune favors the bold, maybe me and Dylan, like, shouldn't share rooms anymore.
Whoa.
I know we're twins, but, like, we're 13, and it's, like, time for us to maybe, like, I don't know, have our own space.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, you kids are going to run me to the ground.
No, okay. You don't need to get a new house.
I'll
Margaret
take the attic.
Can keep the room. No, I want the attic.
Okay, fine. Me and Dylan will share the attic. Wait, no.
Okay.
That's well, perfect.
Can we
right.
both sleep in the attic? And you can have this room for whatever you want.
No,
I
have my
so
own
crafty.
Room. No, I have my own room. I don't want your tiny child's room. You guys go to the attic. I'll stay in my master bedroom.
There's a compromise. We'll take your room.
That's not a compromise.
Okay,
I didn't agree
on.
To any of this.
Hold on, though.
All right, what about this? We each take turns sleeping on top of the kitchen table.
Hold on. The point is for us to have our individual space, right?
I didn't realize that was the point.
Well, that was my initial point, and okay. I got distracted.
You pick where you want to go.
I can have real fleet of fancy. I would like to go to the attic.
Great. Okay. I will sleep in the top section of the house.
No, there's still a whole. Is this the same thing? The attic is the top section.
Oh,
of the house.
Okay.
Me and Dylan will take turns at the same time sleeping in the attic.
So you'll both be in the attic.
Or, okay, here's the thing. We'll both have our rooms in the attic, but only one of us will sleep in the attic. The other one will sleep stretched out on the kitchen table.
Right.
And you can move into this room.
And
this is your room now.
I don't want this room.
And the master bedroom can be everyone's closet.
Everyone can share the master bedroom as a closet.
Okay. I don't care where you guys sleep. I'm staying in the master bedroom. I was never a
Mom,
part of this
you
equation.
Can't. That's the closet now.
Okay, okay, okay. What about this as a compromise?
Okay.
Okay. Mom stays in the master bedroom. This closet that has always been our closet is the closet. And our regular bedroom is where we do our studying. And then we take turns at the same time sleeping in the attic. And we only eat at the kitchen table.
I think I like that. Wait.
Okay.
I get to stay in the master bedroom.
Does it work if I also move to the master bedroom?
Oh,
no. Okay. I think you guys, you don't understand compromise.
We'll go with Margaret's plan. We'll go with Margaret's plan.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's go to the attic, Dylan.
Okay. Look at this, everyone. Someone's finally come into the attic. There hasn't been someone up here in a very long time.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Is it time to open up the box with the wedding dress?
And me, the box full of Christmas ornaments.
And me, the box full of spiders. I wasn't originally full of spiders.
No,
it's just
for
that,
sure.
Eventually, over time, a lot of spiders just decided to just take up shack in here.
Oh, we never get visitors except for when Christmas ornaments leave.
Yeah, and even still, the box comes right back up here. I get dumped out, and then the box gets put back up in the attic.
It's true.
But now there's people up here.
All right, Dylan, you go over there and I'll go over here, all right? Just, like, let's still have our own space.
Yes, that was the point, for us to get our own space.
A box full of spiders!
Sweet!
Does she like it?
Wow, a box full of spiders. It made me feel so alive. A box full of spiders made my heart leap. I can't believe that I survived. I used to be so afraid of anything with more than two legs. But now I'm feeling a little braver. Look, a sack of eggs! Wow, the attic! Wow, the attic!
Oh wow, a Christmas box! Let me take all the ornaments out, because the things that were inside of the box is not what I was excited about. This box is from an old vacuum cleaner, the one we used to have. It's long and it's thin and it's sturdy, and it reminds me of Dad. Dress that was worn at a wedding dress.
Wow, Mom's wedding dress. Well, I assume it's Mom's. It would be weird if it was like a different wedding dress.
It'd be straight up nuts to just have a different wedding dress in your house.
If she was like a different wedding dress, it'd be like, wait, do we have like a ghost here or something?
Good deductive thinking, Margaret. This is definitely Mom's wedding dress.
Yeah, definitely. Good job. Us.
Wow, the attic.
Finally free after all these years trapped in a box. Now, okay, Spider, roll call. Let's see who is still alive.
It's me. Inky!
Inky the spider, still alive. Okay, good to see you, Inky.
Good to see you. Arachnica?
Arachnica, very good, still alive. Good to see you. And me, Webster. Okay. So now we're gonna start putting webs in the corner of this room and kind of hide an XX under chairs and kind of creepy crawly, you know, making messages in case a pig is here. We need to
case a pig is here. We're all ready.
Yeah.
Oh, does anyone here? Let me. No pig up here.
Yeah. We'll just write a big message that says, no pig up here.
Guys, what if we went out into the open? Stop being in corners all the time, you know?
You're talking like some middle of the room type stuff?
Yeah! Oh, yeah, the middle of the room!
We make such intricate webs, it's a shame that no one gets to see it.
Yeah.
Spin as part of a web. This part of a web. Silk from our butt, not our head. As we spin a web.
We keep the webs in the corner.
I think I might know what it means, unless this is a total stretch.
Oh.
It's saying, you're beautiful and you should be comfortable in your body. Oh. There's no pig here. Wait. Although pig is a derogatory term for a woman, makes me profoundly uncomfortable.
Dylan, I think you're overthinking that. I think it's saying like, hey, you can't be a pig. You might as well be yourself.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Oscar Wilde, be yourself, everyone else is taken. Like, okay, if you were thinking about being a pig, too late, ding dong, no pig here.
Oh, you say, I can't be a ninja. I have to be myself.
Well, I'm really not in a position to tell you, like, who or what. We're, like, both 13, and it feels, like, wild for me to have more wisdom than you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yourself also, could, like, have, like, ninja skills.
I don't.
Ninja interest.
I mean, I do.
Being good at being silent. You're not really that, but maybe you could be.
I think I just like fashion.
Great.
I think I just like wanting to wear whatever I want to wear, not worried about whether it's like, why do articles of clothing have gender, you know? That's crazy. It's crazy to think that like we wear stuff.
It's really wild. That's why I'm wearing a straight up grandpa sweater.
Yeah, I mean, I get why people don't wear heels. They hurt. But, like, if you want to wear heels, but, like, also they make my calves look great.
Yes!
So I get why people do wear
heels. Your calves are popping. But it is like, hey, unless you're going to build that up over time, you're probably only going to wear heels on special occasions.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom?
Mom!
Yeah.
We learned what we needed to learn from the attic.
Good job teaching us, Mom.
Now we can all move into your room.
Oh, that's not the... No, I never told you that.
Mom, come here. Come here. Come up to the attic.
We found your wedding dress.
Okay. What? Oh. Oh, this old thing.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah, it is. I put it in a box because I didn't want to remember it. You know, your father...
Hey.
He left and... I had a bad feeling towards this dress, but it was a nice day.
Mom, then we should get rid of this dress.
If it doesn't spark joy, we could thank it
for its service and say goodbye. Yeah. Let it go.
Well, maybe I can repurpose the dress. Maybe it doesn't have to be a wedding dress.
Yeah, yeah, you could dye it. Yeah. You could dye it another color. Then it
You could turn it into a purse.
You could turn it into a purse.
Maybe I'll try to turn it into a purse,
or like a sculpture.
Yeah, really anything, but there's so much stuff in this attic that we never even look at. And why are we holding on to it, you know? It's just a bunch of space up in the top of our house. Like up in the top of our head.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess I am wiser than you.
Man, there really are no pigs here. Only smart, smart people.
What? What happened when I was gone?
A lot.
A lot. Look, it says it right there, Mom.
No pigs here.
Be yourself.
Be yourself. Oh, there's a bunch of spiders. Hold on, let me get the...
run, run fast! We'll never catch us. You're not fast enough. I surrender.
There are no pigs here. So one thing is clear. Clear out the things that don't bring you joy off the shelf and be yourself. There are no pigs here. So one thing is clear. Shelf and be yourself.
You only get one life, so you've got to live it up. And if you want to wear a shawl around your face, you can do it to pretend you're a ninja. And hey, mom's kinda dusty up here, can I borrow that raincoat?
Sure.
It also protects from dirt and rain. I guess it can do both.
Wow, congrats, raincoat. So good to see you up here.
Hey, thanks. It's just nice to be needed, you know?
Yeah.
I never thought of myself as a dust coat, but there's no reason why I can't be protective in other ways.
Why not?
I'm being worn right now, and he hates it, but...
And me! I'm a Fendi bag, and now I'm a home for lots of spiders!
There's no pig up here.
In here, someone thinks it's clear.
Clear all the things that don't spark joy off the shelf. And be yourself. All right, Mom, I have a compromise. We help you clean the attic. You stay in the master bedroom. We keep sharing a room. And that's it.
Well, that's a compromise I like.
We did it!
We did it!
We learned what a compromise is.
Yeah, it's like we went a really long way to come back to not really being different after all, but kind of just feeling a little bit different.
Sure.
And we did too, you guys. We're still in a closet, but we're in a different closet. But we're together, except for Gary's hat. But he is having a great time.
I'm sure he's fine.
Thank you.
Own iconic luxury items at unreal values with The Real Real, the leading reseller of authenticated luxury from top designers. Who, you ask? Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Rolex, Cartier, and hundreds more at up to 90% off retail. New arrivals come in daily, and every single item is authenticated by The Real Real's team of experts. In fact, The Real Real employs over 100 brand authenticators, gemologists, horologists, and art curators from around the globe who inspect thousands of items each day to ensure that every item is 100% authentic. Shop and consign women's and men's luxury fashion, as well as fine watches, jewelry, art, and home. You can shop online or visit one of their stores in Soho or West Hollywood, or visit one of their luxury consignment offices in Chicago, Dallas, Miami, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. New customers receive an automatic $25 off at checkout. Go to the website. You won't believe the just vast amounts of fashion and luxury at your fingertips for the taking. Take it. Shop in-store, online, or download the app and get 20% off select items with the promo code REAL. That's realreal.com, promo code REAL, for 20% off select items.
Welcome back.
Oh my gosh. Sashir, what a dang delight.
This is so fun.
Thank you so much for coming on the
joy.
Show.
Thanks for having me.
Truly our pleasure.
Truly our pleasure.
Surely no pigs. There's no pigs up in here.
Also, that family was so sweet.
Yeah, they were fun.
That single mom raising two 13-year-old twins.
Just working hard,
you know. She's got, like, boundaries when she needs them, but is also, like, not taking it too serious.
She's keeping that master suite.
Yeah. As she should. Good God.
She's open to you guys taking the attic.
Yeah, for sure. She wants them to, like,
but
spread their wings.
But she needs her master bedroom.
Yes, of course. She's the adult.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So, you know, couldn't help but think that we didn't get to a Macklemore song, a Macklemore sound alike. So we're going to do that now. We're going to remedy that.
So we were trying to think, like, what if Macklemore wrote a song to make the next thing cool?
Thrifting was always cool, but he put that, like, he put an extra cool sheen on it. So we're going to just rap about other things that he could put, that we could make cool.
Yeah.
Hmm. That maybe aren't immediately apparent. And it's gonna go like this.
Yeah. Yo, I don't mean to be boasting. I just got way into composting. Everybody knows I take the food to eggshells, put them behind the back. I'm like, what the hell? Ooh, mix it up. Mix it in the dirt. All those organisms make the dirt work. Now it's all good. Good for the neighborhood. And I put it here and my food tastes double good.
You're gonna compost food. It is really good. Uh-oh, you're going compost it up. You are breaking it down. Oh, yo, here's the thing, I won't save it for later. I'm gonna do that good thing about an elevator. I'm never gonna get on before they get off. Not gonna have to have a second polite cough of whoops, I'm sorry, I should've waited for you. That's not a thing I'm gonna ever do. I'm gonna stand to the side while the door's open clear. And that's before I'll get in here.
Oh, you're gonna wait your turn when you get onto an elevator. Uh-oh, they're going, people walking past you. You are so polite now.
I love walking on them and rolling them in front of me, using them for back support and my legs and all kinds of things. And I just move it and 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 move it. I need a walker to help my body. I need a walker, can't you see?
Oh, you're gonna support your back. Got that other leg in the front. You're stunting, looking for a walker. This is flipping awesome.
I'm using crutches and a walker as well. I got so much support, all the people can tell. I be walking around, it's spoken. I don't need these crutches cause my foot is not broken. It doesn't matter, all my bones are fine. I use these crutches to keep my stomach in line and my back in line and my spine stretched out. Ooh, I don't need them though, no doubt.
You're gonna use your core. Got muscles and then some more arms.
Core support!
Using your abs, abbing from front. This is fucking awesome. She has to leave me a long voicemail where she's like, hey, what? Just wanted to see. What's new with you? Here's what's new with me.
You're gonna call your mom, giving respect to the woman who birthed you. Ring, ring, you're calling. I hope she picks up, but either way, it's awesome.
I'm gonna fold my laundry. I love doing it, and it's so handy. I'm even gonna fold my roommates, because they had a hard
day and I can play. I can just get their stuff and put it with mine and put it in the washer, and then I wait about an hour and then I take it out and put it in the dryer.
You're gonna fold your clothes, gonna fold them so neat. You're gonna help your roommates out, gonna be a nice to the speed cause it's awesome.
You're gonna do some stuff, all the things you do is awesome. Whether it's composting or calling your mother, all these things are awesome.
That was the best song of all time.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
That song is very good. Not the one we did, the real one. But also the one we did was very good.
It was very good.
I forgot that that chorus end with, this is fucking awesome. I was like, oh, right, we should be saying that because it's just a ridiculous text.
It also doesn't rhyme.
Once I realized, I was like, wait a second, he just puts like, this is fucking awesome.
I kept waiting for the horn solo, and then I remembered that's that other song. Mm. That's and so we put our hands up.
What the hell is that song called? No one knows. No one could ever know.
No one knows, and there's no way to know.
I wonder if this is fucking awesome is like a comment on the fact that he's even doing this thing. Like, I can't believe I'm even like recording right now.
Oh my
like,
gosh,
this is so awesome.
He's just so happy to be in the booth. Yeah, and they left it in.
I love that, and I hope so. You know, I hope we all like take moments to be like, wow.
Hey.
Yeah.
Everyone, this experience of living on this planet for whatever time we have, this is fucking awesome.
Oh my god.
Cheers, Amanda!
What a joy. What a smiley time. Oh, yeah.
Scott, god damn it. You're so good.
Oh my gosh. He can't be stopped. Ha! 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 Thank you, Scott Passerell on the keys. Thank you, Dana on the drums. Thank you, Choo Choo, Engineer Brett. Thank you, everyone at Earwolf. So, Shir, what do you want the people to know?
You can follow me on Insta and Twitter at The Shir Truth, T-H-E, Shir Truth. And go watch my special Pizza Mind on Amazon right now.
Yes!
And, you know, just like, just follow me.
Yeah, if you're following her, you'll see,
see where she's performing.
And it's a real treat. You should see her perform
live.
I'm also in corporate right now. It's airing Comedy Central.
Yeah.
Yes! Watch corporate Comedy Central. Get it going.
Consume all the things.
Thank you everyone so much. We love you. Guess what? We still have an album. You can listen to it.
Hey, it's called The Calendar Album. Go get it. What are you doing?
Come on, please. Get it.
Hey, please. Have we said please yet?
I'm sorry. Should we resort to begging? Please.
We're
just tiny ripped jeans begging you.
We need the Spotify residuals from your listens.
Please, just put it on in the background. No, we're kidding. We love your support on that. We appreciate it. And
do what you do. You only get one chance around this planet. Use your time however you want to.
That's right. No pics here. Be yourself. As we say at the end of every episode of Off Book.
If you're going to pop some tags,
then make room for a Fendi purse in that bag. Bye!
Thank you again to The Real Real for supporting the show. You too can own iconic luxury items at unreal values with The Real Real, the leading reseller of authenticated luxury from top designers at up to 90% off retail. Every item is authenticated by The Real Real's team of experts, and new arrivals come in daily, and new customers receive an automatic $25 off at checkout. Shop in-store, online, or download the app and get 20% off select items with the promo code REAL. That's realreal.com, promo code REAL.